Hey everybody, welcome back. Today we're gonna be talking about my YouTube monthly earnings, how much I make from YouTube, how much taxes are, how do I manage all this, and just how to make money on social media. So let's just dive right in. You guys asked me questions from Instagram and I'm just gonna answer them. So the first question is, how much money do you make from AdSense? Last year, I actually have the paper that Google literally sends you. If you guys don't know, at the end of every calendar year, the brand, or in this case, Google or YouTube, will send you basically something called a 1099, which is kind of like a receipt of how much money you made from that year, so you can report it to taxes. So my 1099 looks like this. I can't really show the information, but you guys can get the gist. Google sent me $7,000. I can't really show all the information on this paper, so just imagine the piece of paper, but in 2021, I reported $7,000 from YouTube AdSense. Exactly $7,091.69. So if you divide that over like 12 months, I'm pretty sure that's like right around, guys, don't make me do math. That's right around $583 a month. That is not the most amount of money my channel has made. For those who don't know, I've been doing YouTube for 10 years. Out of the 10 years, I think three of the most recent years were the ones where I was actually making full-time income. My first year of making money on YouTube, I made around $40,000 just from AdSense and little to none from brand deals. The second year, which is 2 years ago, I think I made around 25 with not a lot of brand deals. But this year I made $7,000 from AdSense. So you can see a continual decrease, but I was able to make the most amount of money from brand deals. I think it was around $80,000, like for the total year of last year. So it just shows you that as a YouTuber, you don't necessarily have to make money the same way as someone else does. You might be someone making no money on AdSense, but 100% on brand deals, or you might be making money on none of that, but just merch. You might just be making products, you might do coaching. So as a YouTuber and creator, the way your business model looks will be different. And it might not even be dependent on you. It might be dependent on like the industry. Like for me, my views decreased just because I wasn't making the same amount of videos and people don't watch. Like for example, I don't make the viral Instagram growth hacks anymore. This is just not me. My views decreased, but I still get brand partnerships because I am a unique position. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm young and I talk about creator economy. So I work with a lot of tech brands. I work with Shopify. You know, big platforms come to me to run their marketing. I have an agency as well called X8 Media. So like my revenue stream will be different and that might be the case for you as well. How much do you pay yourself versus your team? This is a really good question. I'm going to actually make a whole video about how to build a team, which you guys can check out somewhere here. I'll link it below in the description. But basically, the way I look about it is if I get, let's just say, 10 bucks, the way I break it down is I divide it in half. So half of it is going to be for kind of my life, and the other half is for my team slash the world. So for example, say you get $10, hypothetically speaking. Obviously, it might be more or less depending on the situation, but $5 goes to my life and $5 goes to the world. With the $5 that goes to the world, I usually break it between 20 to 30% for editors, managers, etc., and then 20 to 30% again for taxes. I am very strict with that. I did not used to do that. I used to spend every single dollar I make. But now I just have a rule where basically if I were to break down the pie chart, $10, right? So 20% goes to team, another 30% goes to taxes, the rest is mine. So it's basically 50-50. Like that's how I break it. Like I take $5, the world takes $5, and that's worked really well for me. And in terms of how much I save versus invest, I'll make a whole video on that. If you guys want that, I'll link it below. But just for you guys who are curious, you know, I might take home close to $100,000 just in my YouTube channel, but 50% of it goes to exterior places and half of it stays with me. And that's just that. That's how I work. And I work really effectively because I'm able to save for the future. I'm able to put money into my team, but also pay taxes, which everyone has to do. How much do you spoil yourself and save? Good question. So I don't really spoil myself. I'm aggressive saver. So I told you guys that I, you know, will take $5 from me, $5 to the world. With the $5 I give to myself, only half of it goes into my living expenses. The rest goes into an investment fund, which for me, I use crypto. I can make a whole video on that, but that's how I do it. I'm an aggressive saver. I just like stuttered like a lot, but that's just because I'm the most comfortable with saving money for experiences instead of buying things. So I will save up for a trip. I'll save up for, you know, like a cool concert, but I really won't buy things. The most amount of money I really spend on a monthly basis is food. I spend my food budget is $1,000 to $2,000 a month. If you're wondering why, it's because I take creators out to dinner and that's a business expense, okay? So there's another angle to that, but food is one of my biggest expenses, but it's also one of my most personal indulgences. And I also live in California, so food is expensive. How do you save money for big expenses / trips / equipment? So when I first bought my computer, microphone, everything, I didn't have money. Like, I used the shittiest shit. Now that I have money, I bought this MacBook with the Apple card. I have the brand new M1 Pro Max, I think. I bought this with the Apple card, which basically enables me to pay monthly for it. And the reason why I do that is because it helps my credit score. It's simple. I set it up. It's great. So, you know, if you're trying to buy big things, especially equipment, try to utilize your credit. Try to, you know, you don't want to do this for everything, but mostly for Apple products, you can use the Apple card and pay it monthly. And I find it works really great, especially if you're really responsible with money and you can pay your bills on time. With that being said, I think for little things like cameras and microphones, you know, I, again, like to aggressively save. So whenever I get a paycheck, I put a percentage into a safe or like a crypto fund where I can invest. And then later on, if I need something, then I'll take it out. So that's how I personally save money. All right, someone asked me how many Bitcoins I have. I am not going to answer. Personally for me, I think it's really cringe when people talk about how much money they have in their investment accounts. Like, first of all, I don't want to get fucking like kidnapped. Two, I don't want to be a moving target. And three, I mean, I guess if someone wants to know, but I feel like it's super dangerous, especially with like hackers. So I'm not going to answer that question, but I'll just say I don't actually have a lot of money in Bitcoin. Most of my money is in Ethereum and Polygon. How much do you spend in a day? This is a really, again, important question. I think if you're a creator, you should know how much your expenses are, because if you are trying to save up for certain things and you don't know how much you spend, you're not going to know when you're able to get that item. So personally for me, if I were to just include food, I would probably spend $40 a day on food and gas and like parking, just because I go to surf and it costs money to park here in LA. So $40 a day is kind of what I spend on like a daily, you know, daily thing. My rent is around $1,200 a month, so we can factor that in. But for the most part, I don't buy big purchases. I just buy a lot of small things like my food. I have a food delivery company, Wi-Fi, utilities, all that fun stuff. How are the taxes in California? So the taxes in California, honestly, I haven't experienced yet. I'm actually going to pay Californian taxes this year because I officially signed a lease. If you guys don't know, I've been traveling back and forth from LA to Portland to around the world for a while. Like, I've just basically been a nomad, so I haven't had a place here. I'm originally from Washington, so like I've just been back and forth. So this is the first year where I have my own place. I'm gonna pay taxes, and I'll let you guys know. I already got my quote for this year for taxes, and it's gonna sting. It's in the upper five figure range. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna puke. What is your net worth? again, I just, when people like make videos about like how much, I don't think it's a bad thing to make a video on how much money you make. But net worth, I feel like, can be kind of dangerous just because, especially in the crypto space, like, you don't want to publicitize how much money you have. Like, it's just, like, a safety issue. Like, again, I'm not going to answer that question, but for those who are curious, I do have a couple of things that I'm, like, still paying off. Like, I'm still paying off my laptop. I'm still paying off my car, which I have a Kia Soul. So I have quite a bit of investments, but I also have quite a bit of things I need to pay off still. So I actually don't know what that number is. Is it bad to have a balance of things I still need to pay off? I guess, but I don't know. Personally, for me, it's just I want to have more cash on hand than spending it so I can invest more or I can spend it on travel and stuff. So that's what works for me. The last question we have is, what is your credit card lineup? This is such a good question. Again, you guys are so smart with this. Credit cards are important as a creator because, again, sometimes you might need something, but you don't have the money for it. So credit cards are a great way to spend it. Of course, be responsible. You want to spend money you have. So, you know, typically I use a credit card only if I maybe have a brand deal check, but it doesn't come in until like 2 weeks later and I need to buy something. Like, I will use a credit card for that. But credit cards aren't bad. A lot of people think credit cards are like something to look down upon. If you have a balance, you're a bad person. Like, that is not true. Like, I don't know where we got that. Like, as a business owner or YouTuber, you need to cash flow, manage your cash flow. And sometimes you're going to use a credit card. And the ones I use are two. I use my American Express Business Gold Card, which I will link below. It is amazing. You get like so much money for like spending money. Like last year, I got like two flights for free round trip to Europe because I used my American Express card. I also use one card called the Carrot card. Carrot is a great card if you're a creator and you don't have like a huge history and you want a credit card. This is a great option. It uses your social following to get you approved instead of a FICO score, which I think is so genius. So if you're a young person and you can't get a credit card, check out Carrot. It's the bank for creators and my friend's the founder. I will link the links below. I've never talked about my credit card lineup, but those are the two I mainly use. I'm thinking to apply for a Chase Sapphire card, so let me know if you guys like that. I'm not a financial YouTuber. I'm more just a YouTuber that's very financially cautious because I grew up broke. So yeah, if you guys have any feedback, just let me know. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys want to, you guys can check out my podcast. It's called I'm Not an Expert. It's typically where I have the extended version of whatever I talk about on this YouTube video. So you guys can check it out. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, and all that fun stuff. And I'll see you guys later.